remembering awareness. Awareness will recognize experience, objects of experience, what is obvious. With a gentle persistence, the light touch of effort that supports a continuity, a momentum of mindfulness. Maybe recognizing that you're already aware and that experience is already known. Being aware of experience of objects, of body, of mind, awareness notices sometimes the specific qualities of the experience. Something about the experience in body sensation, perhaps. Pressure. Tingling. Movement, moisture, coolness. with sound. The actual sound is some quality of the pitch and tone, how rapidly a sound is vibrating, coming and going, increasing, decreasing in volume. We may also notice the perception, the recognition of what the sound is as a mental process. Weed whacker. But that is not the sound itself, that's the mind recognizing it. And that too is something awareness can know. Notice how that recognition happens. Maybe as an image, or the word being said in the mind. The perception, one aspect of experience, the sound, another aspect of experience. You might recognize mind states, know something about the mind state, how the mind state feels, how the mind state affects the body. All of this is the natural functioning of awareness receiving experience. And it is perhaps the more obvious side of the entire experience of being aware, the recognition of what awareness is aware of. And awareness can also recognize what it is to be aware. Recognizing awareness can be, especially at first, a little more subtle, a little harder to be clear about. Often early on, we can know that we're aware, more of a sense of knowing that, but we don't really know how we know we're aware. And that's okay. That's a place to begin. If you know that you're aware, kind of just take in that experience. This is what it's like to be aware of awareness. This kind of exploration in this particular form of practice is not a trying to look at, turn around and look at awareness. It's more of the recognition within the experience of being aware of objects. There's the qualities of the object that awareness is knowing, and then there is something about the awareness itself that awareness also tastes, feels. Being aware that you're aware, the objects of experience, the what is happening, that part doesn't disappear. But often being aware of awareness, there can be a little less specific touching into the specific sensations, qualities of the objects. Are you aware? Remembering relaxation helps this exploration a lot. A relaxed body and mind can more naturally touch into this quality, this recognition, aware. Trying to look for it, to do something to find it, that will kind of get in the way of seeing it and maybe end up giving you a headache. Relax. Are you aware? And what is obvious? There can be a curiosity of a recognition of how awareness is receiving experience. It can feel different ways at different times. There's not one experience of being aware. Sometimes it might have the quality of feel like awareness is receiving, picking up one object after another in succession. might feel like the attention is going out to the objects, or it might feel like the objects are coming to awareness. These are just perceptual differences, and of how the mind is recognizing experience. Neither one is right or wrong. How does it feel? There might be a feeling of there being a kind of a flow of objects receiving awareness, receiving experience in a very smooth flow. Other times it might feel more jumpy. Something appears in awareness, and then something else suddenly appears. Again, just how is it in experience? Sometimes it can feel like the awareness takes in many experiences at the same time. Not one thing after another. Feels more like a broad receiving of a whole landscape. Are you aware? How is awareness meeting experience? Sometimes awareness focuses in on some very precise sensation or sound, or becomes very focused. Other times, awareness receives experience in a broad or diffuse way. Different ways of receiving different objects sometimes. Vast objects. Feels like awareness is vast. Very precise sensation on the body can feel like awareness is very precise. Focused. Are you aware? How is awareness meeting experience? Being aware that we are aware is something that awareness can naturally do. And sometimes we can be curious about it, inclined towards that possibility. But this is not a project of something to try to do. This is a little bit of a pointing to a possibility. But in practice, just keep it simple. Are you aware? What is obvious? Sometimes there'll be a little more interest in the objects themselves, the qualities, the specific qualities of the objects. Sometimes there'll be a little more interest in the experience of being aware. Just noticing how it is. Are you aware? What does awareness know? It feels like there's a struggle in the mind around practice. Check the relationship. Maybe be curious about what is being believed. What ideas or agendas might be there. Are you aware? this curiosity or possibility, interest in being aware of being aware of awareness. It is something that the mind can do, that awareness can do. And I'll remind you of something Sayadaw said in group meetings many times. It's not something to try to do. It's just something can go in like information. This is possible. The mind can notice this. And that information may spark a curiosity, an interest, and maybe begin to point out, the mind may begin to notice it. And the mind, the awareness can naturally kind of sometimes be more interested in the objects, sometimes be more interested in the awareness. And so it may shift. It may sometimes be more attuned to the experience itself, the specific kind of qualities of the body sensations or sound or emotions, mind states, thoughts. Sometimes more interested in that there is the awareness. And sometimes there's also a place or an experience where it feels very much like you're almost in between. There's a hovering or a balance where there's the clear recognition of the objects and there's the clear recognition of the awareness simultaneously. In my own practice, exploring all of this, first thing, I really didn't quite understand what it meant to be aware of awareness. As I said, I could know that I was aware, but not know how I knew I was aware. So that was the first kind of doorway in. And then Sayadaw talked about it a lot. And at some point, well, I tried to do it. Got a headache. But at some point in the relaxation and just the kind of the, is there awareness here? There was the kind of recognition of, oh, this is what it is. It's almost like we stumble into the experience. And one of the ways that we might, you know, one of the kind of ways that stumbling into it can happen is through familiarity with what it's like to be knowing the mind, what's happening in the mind, through checking the attitude. And checking the attitude, we get familiar with the flavor of the mind, the flavor of how awareness is knowing experience. The beliefs, the ideas, the flavor of greed or aversion in there. And so that awareness of the flavor, the sense of the broader kind of, oh, that's how the mind is looking at experience. That kind of recognition supports or moves in the direction of the kind of recognition that can touch into the awareness itself. And so we kind of stumble into it. We can kind of stumble into, oh, this is what it means. And then in my own experience too, stumbling into it, in particular stumbling into that experience of being aware of the objects and the awareness simultaneously. That was such a clear, very balanced experience of mind. Immediately the mind clung to it. It was so both pleasant and fascinating. And I spent a lot of time trying to make it happen and just suffered so much over that. gave myself quite the headache. And I went to Saito and described what was going on, and he just said, don't try to do it. Just notice what the mind is doing. Notice awareness of objects. Notice aware of awareness. Notice when it shifts, what happens. You know, just be curious of how it is. And yet, talking about it, for me at least, talking about it, hearing about it, hearing about the possibility of what the mind can see, helped the mind to be able to see it. So, I mean, there's a little bit of caution I'm you know, putting out here. It's like, you know, there can be the temptation in having a kind of instruction period like this, where it's taken as instruction, something to do. And so consciously, you know, saying, not the intention here. Just a pointing to what might be possible to see, and just continue how you've been practicing.